BBC News with Nick Kelly. Sudan has said it will hand over those wanted by the International Criminal Court in connection with genocide and war crimes in the western Sudanese region of Darfur. They include the former ruler, Omar al-Bashir, who was deposed last year, and three of his aides. The head of the World Health Organization has said the world must fight the new coronavirus as aggressively as possible. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there was still a realistic chance of containing the disease, now named COVID-19, if enough resources were devoted to the fight. The authorities in Portugal have ordered the seizure of bank accounts belonging to Isabel dos Santos, the billionaire daughter of Angola's former president. Angolan prosecutors have accused her of embezzlement and money laundering when she was head of the state oil corporation Sonangol. Ms. dos Santos says the allegations are entirely false and politically motivated. Research seen by the BBC suggests that part of the Amazon rainforest has started to emit more carbon dioxide than it absorbs. Scientists from Brazil's Space Research Institute say part of the southeast, about a fifth of the total area, appears to be no longer able to store CO2. A key image in the history of pop art, David Hockney's The Splash, has sold at auction in London for $31 million. The painting is one of a series of three that the British artist created in the 1960s while living in California. The auction house Sotheby's suggests the paintings have helped define the idea of Californian living in the popular consciousness. And scientists in Canada have discovered a new species of tyrannosaur that roamed North America around 80 million years ago. The carnivorous dinosaur was 2.5 metres tall, had a long, deep snout, bumps on its skull and sharp teeth. Researchers have nicknamed it Thanatos, or Death in Greek. BBC News.